You're listening to The Takeaway from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Let's check leading stories at 47 minutes after the hour. And right at the top, President Obama reacting now to plans by a church in Florida to burn copies of the Quran on September 11th as a protest against Islam. Here's part of what he told ABC's Good Morning America in the past hour.
This is a recruitment bonanza for Al-Qaeda. You could have serious violence in places like Pakistan. Or Afghanistan. This could increase the recruitment of individuals who'd be willing to blow themselves up in American cities or European cities. I just hope that he says he's someone who is motivated by his faith.
And he says he's praying on it.
Yeah, I hope he listens to those better angels.
The president is referring to is Terry Jones, the Florida pastor, who's announced that Quran burning. David Petraeus, the commander in Afghanistan, has issued warnings that the Quran burning will threaten troops, NATO troops in Afghanistan. New documents released by the Army say a staff sergeant charged with murdering Afghan civilians kept body parts of his victims and threatened subordinates. Documents charging Staff Sergeant Calvin Gibbs and four other soldiers say Gibbs kept finger bones, leg bones, and a tooth taken from Afghan corpses.
Another car bomb has gone off, this time in Russia early this morning. Officials say a suicide bomber in the volatile Caucasus killed at least 15 people and left as many as 100 wounded. And Mexican police say they've arrested seven men in connection with the drug-related massacre of 72 migrants last month. Shortly after the arrest were announced, the mayor of a central Mexican town was killed by a squad of gunmen. He's the sixth mayor to die this year in Mexico. Those are some of the news stories we're watching this morning.
So back to the story of the announced Quran burning, which will take place on September 11th if plans go ahead down in Gainesville, Florida. Divergent views of what it means to be an American, I think, is at the heart of this controversy. Here's Pastor Terry Jones in Gainesville, Florida, with his own ideas of what it means to be an American and why he plans to proceed with this particular protest on September 11th, this coming Saturday.
We just have also the concern as to How far do we go as Americans? When do we back down? Or when does the time come that we speak to radical Islam and we tell them no more, no longer? We will not be pushed around and we will not bow to threats.
Terry Jones's particularly American message, we will not be pushed around, we will not bow to threats, speaking to radical Islam around the world. But is that the message that's going to be received? And who else is receiving that message? Joining us now is Dan Johnson, who's a minister at Trinity United Methodist Church in Gainesville, Florida. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Also, a pastor of Christ Church in Moscow, Idaho, Douglas Wilson joins us. Douglas Wilson, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So both of you pastors, at least in one case, Dan Johnson, in the same community as Terry Jones, how are you mobilized by the message that Terry Jones wants to get out of an America not backing down, of a condemnation of radical Islam that he says is perfectly within his rights and a message that America needs to hear right now? Dan Johnson, you begin.
We're mobilized in two ways. One, we're speaking out against it because we think it's wrong. It may be it's right, but it's a wrong decision. And then secondly, as a Christian, fellow Christian and minister of the gospel, we're mobilized by our scriptures as we understand them to foster a gathering for peace, understanding, and hope, one which is co-sponsored with the Gainesville Interfaith Forum that causes us to live in appreciation and respect for persons of other faiths. And we are getting great responses and think there's going to be several thousand at this event tomorrow night. So that's our take on this.
Douglas Wilson, you know, in some sense, part of the lesson here is you announce a Quran burning in the United States and suddenly you've got CNN cameras in your backyard. The world media story suddenly makes this a giant global issue. What has most frustrated you about media coverage of this story, and what would you do differently, Douglas Wilson?
Well, I would say that the most striking and funny thing about this is a small church in Florida, a handful of people, and the President of the United States has denounced them. The Attorney General has called them idiots. The Vatican has denounced them. There have been protests in Kabul. And I would say that if the lesson we wanted him to learn is that this sort of thing doesn't work, then we have all conspired to not teach him that lesson. Their takeaway from this is, man, that was a roaring success. Everybody has flocked around this issue and they've made it into the issue that it ought not to have been. Now, I would say that the central thing that I would want to say here is, first, as a Christian minister, I would tell him that in Acts 19, it is true that a bunch of converts to the Christian faith burned their books of sorcery and that sort of thing, but they were their own books that they burned. It was an act of repentance that they were coming out of sorcery and witchcraft. They burned their own books, not the books of others. And then in that same chapter, when there was a riot in Ephesus, there were some pagans who defended the Apostle Paul by saying that Paul and these men are not blasphemers of our goddess. In other words, Paul was opposing paganism, but there were certain things that he did not do in that opposition. So I would urge Pastor Jones to oppose Islam, as I do. I believe that Islam is a false teaching, and everything he says about not backing down, I agree with. But this is not a smart, shrewd way to do it. And it just highlights the double standard that everybody has, because in the Ground Zero Mosque, everybody's saying, well, we need to defend their right to do this. But here, we're calling them idiots and scoundrels. So I think we need to play this with an even hand.
Dan Johnson, minister at Trinity United Methodist Church. Let me ask you, if there's one thing that's good to come out of the Quran burning, and hopefully there's nothing tragic that comes as a result globally, but I'm wondering if you feel it has brought a discussion to the forefront that perhaps the United States needed to have.
Well, I think, I don't know about the nationally, but locally, good has come that the persons of different faiths have come together to discuss and to share. I think the other thing that's emerging is, I think this country is more eager now than ever to hear moderate voices, and they're tired of hearing the people on the fringe and being taken hostage by people on the fringes so much. And as the person in Idaho says, the news has just fanned the flames. I mean, like you said, there's like 30 people in this little church.
But let me go back to Douglas Wilson, because you make the point, Dan Johnson, that it's a small group. They've been called idiots. But Douglas Wilson, you said a moment ago that you believe that Islam is a false teaching, right?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Right. No, I understand. How do you reconcile that belief, and I totally understand that belief, with a message of tolerance? Because it sounded like what you were saying a moment ago is that he's not taking a terribly shrewd tactic in opposing Islam, but that comes short of actually being tolerant of the sensitivities of Muslims about their Quran being burned.
Certainly. One of the things that we have to come to grips with is that Terry Jones is in trouble for burning the Quran. But there are a bunch of other people who were in trouble with radical Islam for things that were should be perfectly acceptable to do. I think of the Danish cartoonist fiasco.
Sure.
So you can't judge whether or not it's appropriate to do by the reaction of Muslims worldwide. Sometimes they declare fatwas off of, bizarre sorts of things, and other times they respond to deliberate attempts at provocation, which is what I would say this is. This is a deliberate attempt to provoke, and it worked. And other times, it's not the same category, and yet you get the same reaction. And it just highlights the double standard of secularist America. We don't know how to process this sort of thing. We don't know how to handle the outliers and the radical voices.
Well, we will get a chance to handle some of the radical voices if this goes ahead on Saturday, and we will see how it reverberates both in the United States, in the secular community, in the communities of faith in the United States, and around the world. Douglas Wilson, thanks so much. Pastor of Christ Church of Moscow, Idaho, reacting to the announced Quran burning that will take place in Gainesville, Florida on Saturday. Thanks so much, Pastor Wilson.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to Dan Johnson, a minister at Trinity United Methodist Church at a certain kind of Ground Zero. You'll be there in Gainesville this weekend, right, Dan?
Yes, indeed.
All right, thank you so much.
What do you think?
Bye-bye.
You can give us a call with your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to thetakeaway.org and let us know what you think. It is a Burn Quran Day hosted by an admittedly small church in Florida. Should it be sparking a national, international conversation? Let us know. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.